The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Well, it's always great to have Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl, and you could check her out online, all the socials at 49ers Fangirl, and of course the Fangirl Sports Network. Tracy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to the actual specifics of the 49ers, I was thinking about how this year in the NFL, they're only going to do one cut, right? They're cutting down from the 90 to the 53 in one cut, as opposed to doing it in phases. And I was thinking, you know, this game this weekend, it's the third preseason game. It's the dress rehearsal. Usually more starters play for a little bit longer of a time. Do you think that affects the 49ers or any other NFL team, how they're going to approach this third game if they're going to have to cut? Maybe they have the guys on the bubble play a little bit more than they would?
I would imagine they probably do have the guys on the bubble play a little bit more. I think this one cut actually gives people on the bubble in the past a chance to actually make the team, or at least gives them a chance. You know what it actually gives them a chance to do? I want to rephrase that. It gives them a chance to showcase themselves so that even if they're not going to make the 49ers or the Vikings, that perhaps the Jets, not a great example, but some other team is
watching.
No,
that's a great example. It's a team looking for
people. I guess
people.
Actually, the Jets maybe are the perfect example.
Yeah.
Watching and saying, oh, okay, I'm pretty sure, you know, that guy's not going to make it on the 49ers, but he may be a good fit for us. So I think that it gives them a little bit more time to showcase. So it'll be interesting to actually see how that plays out.
Talking with 49ers fangirl Tracy Sandler. You can catch all her 49ers coverage on all the socials at 49ers fangirl. Let's talk about the quarterbacks real quick, because people are buzzing about rookie C.J. Beathard. He's looking pretty good in the preseason. I know 49er fans, if you've followed the history, you can go back to, you know, like Nate Davis and people like that, where we were very impressed in the preseason with their quarterbacking. And then that's where it ended. But it looks like, I mean, Kyle Shanahan has straight up said that this is a battle for number two behind Brian Hoyer. I'm curious, what do you think about this next third game, since it is the dress rehearsal? Do you think that maybe CJ still runs with the twos in this next game, or does he go back to the three so Barkley can get into the twos? Or maybe even CJ gets in the end there with the ones and gets a couple reps with the first team?
I don't think you're going to see CJ with the ones. That I don't think is going to happen. Kyle Shanahan is very sure that Brian Hoyer is his starting quarterback, and I do think that that is absolutely the right decision.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see CJ with the ones. I think you are still going to see CJ with the twos. I've actually been saying all through training camp that I really felt he was going to end up with that backup quarterback job. If you're rebuilding a team, you know what you have in Matt Barkley. Why not see what you have in CJ Beathard? I mean, I think the other side of that, of course, is you're like, well, if the number one quarterback goes down, would you rather have a veteran? But personally, I'd still rather have CJ Beathard over Matt Barkley. So I think we're going to see CJ Beathard with the twos. He's played well, and I think he's played well enough to keep that position. I am not Kyle Shanahan, so I don't entirely know what's going on in his head, but I would be surprised if you saw CJ go back to the threes. And when we asked him last week, will CJ Beathard, you know, where will he be on Saturday? It was a pretty definitive. He is going to be our, you know, backup quarterback on Saturday. And it felt definitive. So I think he's earned that spot. And I think in terms of CJ Beathard, he's looked great in the preseason. I do believe that he may end up being a better quarterback than everybody thought. And I know when they drafted him, Kyle Shanahan said he was a development guy. And it turns out that maybe he's not. I mean, in some ways, of course he is, but I think he actually has potential to be an NFL quarterback. He doesn't look like a rookie out there. He looks very comfortable. But the other thing to remember is he's number two going against twos and threes. And there's something to be said for that. You want him to play well in that position.
Should be an interesting 2 weeks before the season kicks off for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
You can catch her 49ers coverage on all the socials at 49ers Fangirl, and also check out fangirlsportsnetwork.com. Tracy Sandler, 49ers Fangirl, thanks for being on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.